The Big Five Championship in baseball could be decided as early as this weekend as the local high school baseball and softball seasons continue to build momentum. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll talk more about that story in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at all of the other big local sports stories this week, including all the latest high school baseball and softball results, as well as how the protests at Cal Poly Humboldt have affected the local sports schedule, how one local athlete broke a 23-year-old record in track and field, as well as news of where two local soccer standouts are taking their talents after graduation, and how one local team continues to dominate on the local tennis courts. But first up, all four HDNL baseball and softball championships will be decided within the next 8 days as we head into the final week of the regular season. The McKinleyville boys took a big step towards securing this year's Big Five championship in baseball with a 7-5 win over the Arcata Tigers at McKinleyville High School on Wednesday. The Panthers had to battle, however, after seeing a 6-run lead almost disappear in the sixth inning. The visiting Tigers cut into the deficit with 4 runs in the inning and had the bases loaded before the home team got out of the jam by picking off a runner at second base to end the threat. With the victory, the Panthers improved to 9-1 in the Big Five, and they hold a 4-win lead over second place Eureka with just 2 games remaining. However, the Loggers kept the pressure on the conference leaders and remain in the chase for the championship with a 7-5 win at Del Norte also on Wednesday, as they improved to 5-2 in the Big Five with 5 games remaining. The Panthers can clinch the title outright with a doubleheader sweep at Arcata on Saturday, and they can claim at least a co-championship with a split. If they lose their final 2 games, however, that would open the path for the Loggers to win the title if they can win their final 5 games. The Eureka and Del Norte boys will also play a Saturday doubleheader at Eureka. The Little Four Championship in baseball will go down to the final day of action next Friday, with St. Bernard's and Ferndale coming into this week tied atop the standings with identical records of 7-1. The Crusaders swept 2 games at South Fork last weekend, winning 8-4 and 5-2, and ending the Cubs' shot at a conference championship. South Fork dropped to 2-6 in the Little Four with the 2 losses. The Ferndale boys also swept a doubleheader at Hoopa last week to remain in the chase for the title. The Wildcats won the games by scores of 9-2 and 15-2 and kept the Warriors winless in conference play. The South Fork boys will close out the Little Four with a doubleheader against Hoopa in Miranda next Friday. In local high school softball, meanwhile, St. Bernard's came into the week with a 1-game lead over second-placed Hoopa at the top of the Little Four standings. The Crusaders won both games of a doubleheader at South Fork last weekend, winning 12-1 and 16-1 to complete a 4-game conference series sweep over the Cubs and improving to 7-1 in the Little Four. The SB girls also defeated crosstown rivals Eureka in a non-conference game on Tuesday, winning 7-3. The Hoopa girls kept the pressure on the conference leaders with 2 wins over Ferndale last weekend, winning 8-1 and 12-5 and improving to 6-2 in the standings. In Big Five softball, the Del Norte girls took over sole possession of top spot in the standings with a 10-0 win over the Eureka Loggers in 5 innings in Crescent City on Wednesday. With the victory, the Warriors improved to 5-2 in the conference, with 5 games remaining, including a doubleheader at Eureka on Saturday. The Fortuna girls, who have a bye in conference play this week, are now second in the standings with a record of 6-3 and 3 games remaining. Also on Wednesday, the McKinleyville girls kept their title hopes alive with a 6-3 win over Arcata at McKinleyville High School and improved to 6-4 in the Big Five. Those two teams will also conclude a 3-game series with a doubleheader at Arcata High on Saturday. Elsewhere in local sports this week, the ongoing protests at Cal Poly Humboldt and the campus closure this week has forced a switch in venue for this weekend's softball games. The Lumberjacks will close out the regular season with a doubleheader against Cal State San Bernardino on Saturday, but instead of playing on their own field on campus, the Humboldt women will now host the games at the Bear River Casino Resort Sports Field. In local boys soccer, meanwhile, 2 HDNL All-League selections have committed their futures to Mendocino College. Fortuna's Adrian Magana and Eureka's Caleb Green, who both also play for local travel club Sequoia FC, announced recently that they will take their talents to Mendocino College after graduation. The talented duo will join a pair of former Arcata High School standouts, Josiah Gomez and Ethan Jenis, each of whom enjoyed standout freshman campaigns with the Eagles this past fall, and are both expected back with the team this year, giving Mendocino a core group of Humboldt County players. In local high school tennis, the Arcata boys capped another dominating season on the local courts by taking two of the three titles at last weekend's HDNL Doubles Championships. Arcata's Nick Bosch and Reed Berman teamed up to win the number one doubles title, defeating North Coast Prep's Gene Quinn and Ivor Taylor in the final by a score of 6-1, 6-1. Bosch and Berman will represent the league at next month's North Coast Section Doubles Championships, where they will join teammate Luta Hall in the section playoffs after Hall recently defeated Quinn in the league number one singles tournament. And finally this week, one HDNL track and field athlete broke a 23-year-old league record in the 100-metre sprint on Saturday. Del Norte sophomore Deacon Hanks set the record with a time of 10.76 seconds at the Phoenix Invitational in Medford, Oregon, and officially became the fastest athlete in the history of the HDNL. Hanks is the defending league champion in both the 100 and 200 meter races. This year's league championships will take place at McKinleyville High School a week from Saturday. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.